Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, June 18th. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
June 18th is the birthday of my son.
Oh.
So happy birthday to my son. He's on his way to Disneyland as we speak.
With a Tinder date?
There's been so many of those, I don't know. And then he complains about women, you know? I mean, I'm like, what do you expect, you know? You're fishing in the wrong fucking place.
Yeah.
You're going to get different kind of fish.
Yeah, why doesn't he just meet them out organically?
Well, he does too, he says, but he says he meets them in any possible way.
I mean, he doesn't sound like he's ready to settle down. It sounds like he's just having his
right, yeah. And when but then he seems like he wants to find a good girl, but he can't seem to find one.
Yeah, because you're on Tinder, bruh.
Right. I told him, I said, look, you want to catch salmon, go where the salmon are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you want to catch, shitty fish, you go where the shitty fish are.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know where they're salmon or they're shitty fish. Because sometimes they look like they're salmon and they're really shitty.
Well, no, but if you look on Tinder, that's what you get.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
It's definitely true.
All right. So, but at the same time, I told him, I said, if you use a more serious dating site, maybe you'll find somebody.
Yeah, but nobody wants to pay for that shit. Literally, yeah, not anybody
I'll
wants
pay
to pay.
I'll pay for it.
To go on dates.
I'll pay for it, but what the hell?
Like, Match is like almost $60 a month. I'm like, that's basically a car note.
No, it's $60 for 3 months, I think.
No. Oh, no.
$60 a month?
Yeah, because I was going to, my dad was going to make a profile when him and my mom originally split. He was like, yeah, the day I pay $60 a month. And I said, $60?
Yeah.
Because before it used to be like $19.99 a month.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah, I know. But, people, it works for people, I mean, for some people, Tinder doesn't work.
Most people, Tinder doesn't work.
I know. So that's what I'm saying, I think if you're serious about finding a partner and you can't seem to find them on the free apps, then you go and you pay a little bit. So what?
I know.
But it filters out all the cheapskates anyway,
I know, because it asks you for, your money, how much money you make and stuff, but somebody could easily lie. Like, some guy could put, $200,000.
Oh, yeah, people lie all the time.
$20,000 a
year.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is full of bullshit, It's not lying, it's bullshit. That's what it is.
I know.
Right?
I just want an older guy who already has a house, maybe even has a kid.
All right, well, you gotta have a good package to offer him. What do you want? What can you offer him? Like a good mother?
Yeah, yeah.
A good wife, dedicated,
good wife for
loyal.
Sure. Loyal. Financially, can't offer him much.
No, not financially. That's not what I meant at all.
The best girlfriend on the planet. Mm. Until you get me mad, and then it's like, ooh.
Okay, well, maybe people don't like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you're driving them away when you get mad,
Yeah,
so work on that a little bit. Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
So Friday night I did nothing. Wait, Friday night, what did I do on Friday? Friday night I was still sick, so I went to bed at 10 o'clock on Friday. And then Saturday I was like, screw it, I'm going to go out tonight. So me and my girls went to Beauty in Essex. Have you ever been there?
No.
I've never been there. It's really cute.
What is it?
It's like a loungy restaurant. They have a DJ, but people go there to eat before, before the club.
Right.
So we went, we sat at this guy's table, and some guy walked in, and he was like my type of dude to a T. Like, I was like, whoa.
Really?
Stop the train. Please get off of it. It was the first guy in my life that actually turned me down.
Really?
Yeah.
So you walked up to him or something?
No, I'm. You know me, Sam. I'm very blunt.
Right.
Life is too short.
But I didn't know you walk up to guys.
Well, I was also under a little bit of liquor.
Influence
yeah.
of liquor. Okay.
If I was sober, so I probably wouldn't have said
easier,
anything.
Yeah.
But his roommate was like, I asked his roommate, I'm like, hey, what's his type of chick? He was like, he usually goes for blondes, but he'll like you. And I was like, okay. So I kind of got a shot. Uh-huh. And then when we all left, we went into the club. I asked his roommate. I go, okay. So he hasn't said, usually guys are like, they come to me. I don't have to go to them.
Right.
So I go, what's his deal? Is he gay? Is he straight? Is he in love? Like, what's happening? He was like, it's funny you should say the in love part. So I think he had somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that bad about it, but I'm right. Just, so we were talking.
He's in love and he walks in with his friends into a club. Is that?
Well, he was at the restaurant, but we all went to the club after.
Okay.
So when we were at the VIP section, he was like, sitting two people away from me and we're having a small conversation, but I'm really intense. Like I'm gonna ask a lot of questions. I try to get down. I like to know everything about you in the first 10 seconds. So he was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. And when he came back, he purposely sat on like the other side of the, and I was like, damn, that has never happened to me before.
Yeah. That's rejection, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, you know what guys feel like all
when,
the time.
Yeah, when they come up to me and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, no.
You know how many times guys hear that shit, you know?
Yeah.
After a while, you just become jaded, you know? You're mm-hmm. like, fuck this. I'm not walking to anybody anymore.
And then that Middle Eastern guy that I'm always talking about was at the club, and I was, like, already pissed that I got turned down, so I just caused a scene. Yeah, he was... Because it's just, like, every time I see him, he's talking to somebody who looks like they have a dick.
Really?
Yeah.
So why did you cause a scene?
Because I went up to his VIP section. I go, oh, you talking to women that look like they have dicks now?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's Whoa. Like, I'm going to get you kicked out. I go, I fucking dare you to try.
What a fucking relationship. That's a fucking dysfunctional relationship right there.
He really did try to get me kicked out, though. And I was like, it's not going to work. And it didn't work.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah, I was like, what? And the whole time, it's like, it's so funny because I guess he used to, the girl I was with, he used to date her best friend. This dude has literally just slept with everybody.
Oh, okay.
So when we were interacting, she's like, I have never seen him like that ever. I'm like, yes, because he's in love with me and he won't admit it.
Okay.
People well, are always the meanest to people that they care the most about that they know they can't be with. Facts.
Mm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was my weekend, and yesterday I was a miserable sack of hungover sadness.
Oh my God.
I literally had the most unimportant, unsuccessful day of my life. I stayed in bed all day. I got up to like eat, and that was it.
Good. Well, you shouldn't go out if your date isn't going very well.
No.
Yeah.
And there was no one could pay me to like wash my face or brush my hair yesterday. It was just not happening.
Really? Mm-mm. Now, you were going to go to something on Friday, weren't you? Like an event or something? Or was it, am I hallucinating? I think you've been going to so many, I don't even know anymore.
Oh, I was supposed to go to a gifting suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go.
You didn't go to that?
Yeah, didn't go.
Okay.
I wanted to go, but Tron like couldn't make it.
He found something better.
Yeah, he found something better to do. Or he was mad at me because I cock blocked him the night before. It's probably a combination of both. It's just a lose-lose situation for me this weekend.
Yeah.
I think people should just take my phone. There should be an app where like you're not allowed to use your phone after you've had too much to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there is. Maybe there is an app.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, some other guy that I hooked up with was in the club.
Uh-huh.
But that was like, this is like the one guy. He's also does reality TV.
Yeah.
I hooked up with, I'm not going to say his name. Actually, that would have been horrible. But we've hooked up a couple of times and he's like the one person I could sleep with. And I don't care if we don't talk or speak ever again after we hook up. But he was also in the club. So I went up to his section and he was like, last time we had sex, it was horrible because you were in love. And I was like, sorry. So I was shit-faced and obviously didn't want to leave the club by myself. So I was like, all right, I've already had sex with this guy. So like, why don't I just have sex with him tonight?
Excuse me. You were the one who said you don't do that.
I know. I don't know if it's because I turned 30 and my hormones are through the roof. But I just like, I was like, trying so hard, desperately, yeah. not to go home by myself.
What does that mean? I mean, what? Do you feel like an urgent need to have a dick inside of you? Is that what
I wouldn't say it like that, but yeah, kind
of. No, I can't understand it any other way. I mean, if you feel that you can't go without.
Well, I mean, I can survive, but it's just like when you're out and you're drinking, you're like, no, I can't make it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it. So I was like talking to him, but he had two porn stars in the section.
Yeah.
They were horrendous. I don't give a fuck if they're letting you stick fucking anal beads up their ass
right.
while the other one sucks your wiener. They were just so unattractive.
Really?
So he comes up to me, goes, I want to sleep with you again for sure. But tonight, would I rather have two or just one? And I start laughing. I go, okay, I get it. He goes, let's hook up again soon. And then he turned around and like just was like, he spit one of the girls' mouths. And I was like, yeah, I'm not giving you that tonight. So you go ahead and enjoy yourself.
Spit?
Yeah, why is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's like so bizarre to me.
Yeah,
like sometimes even fluids, in, yeah, like know. Even in porn sometimes the other person will spit in the other person's mouth. I'm like, I don't even like kissing because it's too much spit.
Yeah.
Let alone you actually directly loogieing.
I know. How disgusting is that?
Ugh, God.
Yeah, but you could say that about semen too, you know?
No, the whole semen thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Everything about guys really is gross.
That's true.
Yeah, like literally everything about men is pretty fucking trash.
So how are you attracted to men? I don't know.
I think it's just a moment. Like there's definitely some times where you're like super attracted to someone and after you sleep with them, it's like you need to leave.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's just like in that quick moment and then after it's like, ugh. But basically I was striking out. I didn't kiss anyone this weekend. I didn't go home with anyone. No one cares about me.
So do you feel that a penis is also a gross thing?
Penises are so ugly, especially uncircumcised. Ew.
Yeah.
It's like a turtle coming out of its
but
shell.
Let's not talk about that. Let's say circumcised one.
Ugly.
You don't like them.
Like if... It's so funny because when you text someone...
You should really be a lesbian, I think.
My dad always says that.
If you feel that, you know? But you are attracted to guys.
Yeah, I'm attracted to... Like, for instance, when you hit up a guy and you're like, send me a pic. Right. He's like, what kind of pic? I'm like, I'm not asking for a pic of your dick.
Right.
No girl on this planet wants pictures of dicks.
Right. No pictures, but if you're with him.
Oh, yeah. If, like, you're in the moment.
Yeah. So it's not gross to you.
No, not if I'm feeling him.
Okay.
But I don't want a guy to, like, send me dick videos or jerk
me
off.
No, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's disgusting to me. I'm like, unless your dick is about to go in my mouth or my vagina, I don't need to see it.
Right.
Period.
So it's not gross to you if you're there and it's right near you.
No, not at all.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you're definitely not into tossing salad then.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Wait, tossing salad is eating vagina, right?
No, it's eating ass.
Oh, no, I've eaten guys' asses before.
You have?
Yeah, but then sometimes in the back of my head when I'm doing it, I'm like, are you gay?
No, but that's fucking disgusting, okay?
Well, I've never eaten an ass that tasted like ass, so I guess that's a good thing.
Don't even make me think about that. I mean, you know, I find everything sexy about a woman, but I don't get near the asshole, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had guys like go ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
I always say, I mean, it feels great for a girl, but I always wonder, like, what are you getting out of eating my butthole right now?
Yeah. I don't know, man. They just want to get dirty and nasty.
But I just don't understand. Like, is it just like they need to waste time?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they think it'll turn you on and then they do it and they look for a reaction.
I mean, I get it if you do it before you like do anal, but I like literally, I back in the day, I think I've only done that with like two people. And one of them, I don't know why I did it with him, but it was okay. And then the second time I was like, nah, this is not for me.
Yeah,
not my thing.
You see, I'm not fond of the... ass area, let's put it that way.
And I just feel like that's not like what the butthole is for.
Right.
Like it's just not, that's not what it was
exactly.
made for.
Exactly. I mean.
That's an exit, not an entry.
Exactly. So. And it's shit, you know, the most disgusting thing ever that comes out of it.
I could tell you some really nasty shit, but I won't.
Yeah, we'll skip that. We don't need to go back to talking about shit again. Feces.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, look, I admit, you know, guys are probably gross in many ways, but, you know, women like that. I mean, I understand that women like sweaty, you know, some of them like a sweaty stinky guy.
No.
You know? Yeah.
Like if I have a man and he just went to the gym, like I'm not having sex with you.
Yeah.
I think that's disgusting.
Some chicks want that, so I don't understand. But look, I mean, sex, you know, you get just about every possible thing you can think of people do.
Right. And you know what's crazy to me is women never think about it, but like when you have a guy over, like 99.9% chance he took a piss in your apartment.
Yeah.
And then like 20 minutes later,
he's putting it in your mouth.
Do you know how disgusting that is? Because guys just jiggle and air dry.
Right.
Oh my God.
Well, the thing is, I think if you prepare for sex, you go and you wash it first.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it goes without saying, take a shower before you have sex. Mm-hmm. You know? What the fuck, you know? You don't know the person. You know, and I mean, even
but if it's somebody you know, sometimes that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, if it's someone you know, I guess it's okay. You get to know each other, but
you know what gets me crazy is like, okay, this last guy that I hooked up with, like, we had sex and then he took the condom off and I finished the other way. Right. But he took one of my baby wipes from my bathroom. Like, he knew exactly where they were. He just walked right into my bathroom, took a baby wipe, and wiped off his wiener. Ah. And I was like, okay, some guys know that you're supposed to, like, clean it up first. But then I'll talk to guys, and they're like, oh, no, I used a baby wipe. Like, I'm good. That doesn't protect you from STDs, my friend.
No, not from STDs.
No, the guys are so stupid. Right. They'll always say, no, I don't. I said, hey, dude. Are you clean? Yeah, I'm clean. Okay, how do you know? When's the last time you got tested? No, I just don't. I don't fuck girls that have STDs. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you possibly? Well, it's clean and it looks good. I'm like, a girl could have no symptoms or warning signs, exactly. And you just got something because exactly. You think her vagina looks clean and smells decent.
Right.
It's just so, like, one of my old friends back home has had chlamydia and gonorrhea 1,000 times and has given it to like 5 different dudes.
Oh my God.
But if you look at her, she looks clean and she looks like her vagina would be popping. But you have no idea that that's what you're getting when you sign up to sleep with her. Yeah. But yet she looks good. She looks clean.
And she still has it?
I don't know. I don't talk to her anymore. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she can go fuck herself.
I suppose she could.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she probably slept with my ex-boyfriend, so.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you got some drama in your life, man.
It, like, just, like, follows me.
Yeah.
And everyone's always like, why are you surrounded by drama? I'm like, it's not me.
It is you.
No, it's not me.
You're generating it. Somehow you end up being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You know what's funny is this guy that I hooked up with, the one I that also does reality TV or whatever, when we were in the club, he's like, you're a crazy bitch. And I go, why do you... he says that every time he sees me.
Really?
And this isn't a dude I ever tried to date. We never chill. The only time we've ever chilled is if we went to the club and we knew we were fucking after. We never, ever... ever chill. Like, we've never been on a date. We've never talked about emotional stuff. Like, it's just not that type of relationship. So every time he sees me out, he's like, you're crazy. And I go, why do you say it? Like, he does not know me at all.
Right.
Like, he doesn't know anything about my life. Right. So I say, why do you say that? He goes, you can see it in your eyes. He said that again at the club on Saturday. I go, why do people say that? I'm not a crazy chick unless you make me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you respect me, I'm like a very calm, laid back girl that you're always going to want to be around. It's when you start disrespecting me, when I've done nothing but respect you, when I start to get crazy.
Yeah.
I will say that I was...
You do have a mouth.
I know. Yeah, I will say I was out of pocket with the Middle Eastern guy in the club. Like, I want to apologize, but I also hate him. So... I want to, like, be like, hey, sorry, I was definitely out of line. Because I had no reason to go up. It's almost like I wanted to fight with him in the club.
You wanted attention or something.
Yeah,
huh?
I think that's all it was.
Yeah.
I think that's literally all it was. Like, pay attention to me. I'm behind you at the next VIP section. You keep turning around and looking in my direction. Like, and it's so crazy because I was at his friend's table and his friend was trying to sleep with me. It's like, no guys out here have, like, friend code.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I slept with so-and-so, like, that's who I've been messing with the entire time I've been in California. He's like, we're all friends. It doesn't matter. I'm like, bro, that's wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you sleep with your... Like, if you had a friend and you knew that he didn't really, like, care about the girl, but they've had sex a couple of times, would you go
for it? I don't know. I would really think a lot about it first. I would. I mean, it depends how good friends we are, you know?
Yeah, like, what if you're just acquaintances?
Yeah, then it doesn't really matter. But if you're good friends, I probably wouldn't. You know, I mean, you wouldn't want it to happen the other way.
And, like, how does a guy ever take you seriously when you, like, basically slept with him and his friend and now him and that dude could, like, sit down at dinner and talk about your vagina?
Right.
That's weird to me. But a lot of people homie hop.
Yeah.
If one friend doesn't work out, they go right on to the next. And people are okay with that. I'm like, I'm not. Even if I call dibs in the club, no one I'm with. I don't care if this dude turns me down 1,000 times. If I call dibs, you're getting nowhere near him. Yeah. Or we're no longer friends.
Yeah.
So I hung out with these new girls on Saturday. And when we went out, I called dibs on 2 of the guys at the table. I go, the 2 guys in the white shirts, they're mine. Nobody's talking to them for the whole night. And one of the girls started arguing with me. She goes, well, what if he's not into you? What if he's into me? I go, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, I said, I don't give a fuck. Right. She's also like 22 when I'm 30.
So you see how you're creating drama? You are. I don't think people do shit like that.
They do. I've called dibs.
I guess they do, yeah. I don't know shit about the younger generation or what's going on in the clubs.
I don't think guys are calling dibs because guys don't care. I think for guys, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Girls, it's like once you call dibs on a dude, like if my friend looked at somebody and was like, I'm really into him, but he was into... This happened to me actually a couple weeks ago. My friend was really into this dude, Matt. Not my type of dude at all. at all, and he was into me.
Really?
Yeah, like she was like, "Hey guys, I called dibs," and he was really into me. Didn't even look at him twice. Anytime he talked to me, cold shoulder. If one of my friends says I'm interested, even if he's not interested, I won't even acknowledge him.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the type of person I am. So those are the type of people I want to be hanging out with. And if you can't understand that I just called dibs, bitch,
right,
you're never coming out with me again. And I won't go out with her again. So.
So calling dibs mean that you want him for yourself.
Yeah, and even if
and
he doesn't.
You own his ass for the night.
Yeah, even if he doesn't want me.
Yeah.
Which happened on Saturday. He did not want me. He did not want any parts of it.
Oh, well. You two are looking in the wrong places, I'm telling you. Who fucking goes to these clubs other than to just
fuck
and hook up, you know?
That's honestly, I was standing, I was like looking around the club, and I'm like, this is literally what it is. It's like a mating ritual. You go, you get a table, and you find whatever chick at the table is willing to sleep with you that night.
Right.
That's literally how it is.
Well, so, maybe I should go. I should find some chicks that want to fuck.
I mean, there's definitely guys your age in the club.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get it twisted.
But it doesn't mean anything. It means that they want to meet the 30-year-olds, you know?
Yeah, they do.
They're not there for the 60-year-olds.
No, definitely not.
All right.
They're there for the younger women, for sure.
But I bet you they totally look out of fucking place in there.
No, sometimes they don't.
No?
No. I mean, there's definitely older men that are at sections with younger dudes, like 28. So it kind of just looks like the clique is just like a bunch of ages, so it doesn't really matter. If it's like a table of all older men, then it's like, who are you guys doing tonight?
Well, one guy said they're fucking scanning the whole place. Yeah. Give me the angle.
But it honestly works for them, because usually the older men are the ones spending the most money.
Right, right.
And they are the ones with most of the chicks at the table. Literally works out to their advantage.
Yeah, right? They get all the VIP sections because they can afford them.
Like, I don't want a dude that's always in the club, but I definitely want a dude that wants to go to the club like once a month, because I do like going out with dudes that I'm like hooking up with, because it's fun. Like, you go out, you get drunk, you go home, you have the best sex ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want somebody who's never in the club.
Right.
But I don't want a dude who's blowing lines of coke and going out every single weekend.
Right.
I was at the table I was at. It was like literally like a dispensary of cocaine.
Really?
Everyone just every 5 minutes blowing coke.
And nobody says anything.
No. No. Fuck. I was like, wow. Because everyone parties every single day of the week. Yeah. So by the time you get to Saturday night, you can barely stay awake. So they're like, cocaine!
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
And they just keep it there for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they do the little pinky trick. Everyone just sticks their pinky in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? And everyone just does it right in the open.
Yeah, yeah. Do you do cocaine?
No, I did it once when I was 18. Yeah. And I'll never do it again. That's so weird. I don't have an addictive personality. The only thing I get addicted to is dick.
Yeah.
Like, anyone I'm sleeping with then has become my addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you need to have that particular dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I think people think I'm crazy. But I mean, that makes me a good
girl.
That's
not crazy.
Yeah. What, you want me to fuck 7 dudes at the same time as you?
No, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. But no, some people can't handle that. Because in cities like Los Angeles, guys are used to chicks that don't care if they don't hit them up. Because they are messing around with so many dudes, because right. There's as much as there's more women than there are men, there are a lot of available men in Los Angeles, right. And even if they're married or in a relationship, they're probably 50% chance they're still available. So when a guy's not texting a girl back, he's like, all right, when it's normal. Then you meet someone like me who's like, I'm only gonna be sleeping with you, and I text all the time, and I want to see you all the time because I want to sleep with you all the time. It's like intense, and I'm quote unquote crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like a lose-lose situation.
Maybe overwhelm them or something.
Yeah.
Then save that for later. You know, don't just have fun right now. Yeah, don't jump all into it at once.
And you know what? Dad says it all the time. He's like, Danielle, I get it. Like, I think you were at. We just had a conversation on Father's Day because I called him to wish him a happy Father's Day, and I told him how I got turned down by a guy, and he goes, "You probably came off too intense."
Yeah.
And I was also drunk. I probably did come off too intense, but I also feel like life is short, and if I want something, I should just say, hey, I want it.
Yeah, but maybe in a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I definitely probably could have
just, maybe you should behave like you're like really innocent and shy and stuff, and maybe then.
Well, that's hard to do when you're dressed for the club. Like, I was wearing a crop top sweater, and every time I lifted my arms, the whole club saw my titty.
All right, well.
I even said to him, I go, yeah, like, I told the guy, I was like, I, like, never have sex. I know it's not believable because I'm wearing this slutty outfit, but it's the truth. And he goes, your outfit's not that bad.
Yeah.
And he goes, but why don't you lift your arms up? Like, he was, like, play joking with me, but then he, like, left to the bathroom and came back and was, like, nowhere near
right,
me again.
Right. Well, you also have to think of the image you're projecting that you want to project, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. But I mean, I maybe also, a guy says, oh, if she dresses like this, then, you know.
She's not wife material.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm necessarily looking for a husband right now.
Well, not a husband, but, well, you said you were.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I just.
No, start with something serious, but you still have to, don't give away the store. You know,
what does that mean? Like, don't sleep with them on the first date?
Yeah, don't do a lot of things. Like, don't throw yourself at it. Like, oh, I'm in love with you. I'm going to do everything for you. Blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
The guy's like going to run for the hills.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I kind of just want to have fun with somebody. Like, I feel like it's summer. I just want someone I can go to the beach with, go to the club with. And maybe I don't want just one person. Maybe I just want two.
Okay.
Because I've never, I've been such a good girl my whole life and it's gotten me nowhere. So maybe I should just start doing fuckboy shit.
Okay.
Like,
do
have
that.
Two dudes.
Okay.
And when one's not available, I'll say, bye.
Yeah.
On to the next. Or maybe have date someone and just use the other one for, like, late night.
Oh, God.
Well, first I got to,
like. But is that fair to them?
To
the guys?
Is it fair? Is it fair everything that guys do to women? No.
No, but what I'm saying is doesn't mean you have to do it, too.
Yeah, but I've never done it my whole life, and I'm not the type of chick who sleeps with anyone on the first date, and look how far that's gotten me. I make them wait a month, then I finally sleep with them after the month, thinking, like, okay, now we're emotionally connected, and then they sleep with me, and they start treating me like every other bitch that they've already been sleeping. And the girls that sleep with men on the first night seem to be winning more than the girls that are making them wait.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like, where do we
winning
win?
At what, though? I mean, do you think
like
a guy
getting
is
dates.
Really gonna,
getting dates.
Yeah, but do you think a guy is really going to get serious with someone who goes to bed right away? I mean, that's what my sons tell me. He says, I meet these girls. They all say, no hookups, no hookups. And then they start once they're on the date or something. And he's like, how am I supposed to respect her, you know? I mean, it's like I'm trying to find someone who's actually not into hookups.
Yeah.
And it all always ends up being that way. So I said, you know, the funny thing is that he says, yeah, it's hard for me with women, all this stuff. I said, how is that possible if you're fucking somebody different every day?
Oh, because you know? It sounds like your son wants to be, like, emotionally connected with somebody.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. But it also because I told him, I said, you're just shy walking up to the girls you want.
Right.
And he says, yeah.
So, but like, how could you be shy? How could he possibly be shy if he's meeting women and bringing them back? I feel like you have to be pretty
because
confident.
Because I'll tell you, yeah, but let me tell you something. You see, I can totally relate to him because I'm like that too.
Right.
It's that you risk big rejection if you walk up to a woman. But if it somehow just happens,
right.
You don't have that problem. You
no,
know?
That's true.
If you know, I mean, I don't know, through friends or school or gym or something, you know, and he just happened to talk. It's not like he was planning on hitting on her or something,
right?
You know, that's how it happens. But let me tell you, it's like I keep telling him, get off that fucking Tinder because, you know, I said maybe that's all you want. So stop complaining
right.
that you're getting garbage. You know.
Yeah, he's gotta. I mean, if that's not the results that he wants, he's got to start changing it. That's why I'm like, I got to start changing my approach because my approach my whole life has not worked out.
Yeah.
And no one ever believes me when I say I don't have sex.
Yeah.
Like if I'm being 110% honest, like if I say like I never have sex, no man on this planet believes me.
Yeah.
No, except for my ex-boyfriend. Like we talked on the phone this past week.
Right.
And he's like, it's so crazy, Danielle, because I know that you are like the best girl on the planet. No one ever believes you. And he's dated me. Like yeah. he knows. He's like, when guys look at you, they just see like ass. And I go, that's horrible.
God.
It's true. Like even on Bumble before I deleted it, it was like, I got messages like what that ass do. Not like, okay. Hi, how are you?
Can so don't put a picture with your ass up there.
I don't have a picture of my ass on Bumble, but my body is shaped like wider.
But that's okay. I mean, the thing is, you have to show your body, I guess, one full body shot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's like impossible not for them to know.
No, but I mean, listen, I've seen you post. You're proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cuss out the fucking haters and shit. So, yeah, that's the way it should be. You know, be happy with what you have, you know?
Exactly.
Because there's people that will give anything to have someone like you.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Like so, they'll pay top dollar for it, for sure.
Well, not money.
No, some people will.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about money. I'm saying, oh, I'd like to be with her.
Oh, you mean guy-wise?
Yeah, guy-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like woman-wise.
No, guy-wise.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe all relationships, for me, a good relationship would be like you started off as friends and then it turned into something. But now it's like so hard because it's like everything just starts off by like hooking up. And yeah. then the more you hook up with them, the more time you spend with them, then it could turn into something.
Right.
But it's very rare to hear of people being like, yeah, I've been like friends with this guy for like 6 months and now we're going to give it a go. Like that just doesn't happen. Guys in Los Angeles are not trying to be your friend. They're not. They're literally not. Like, I can't name one dude that I could call right now besides Tehran and my friend Corey and be like, hey, do you want to come over and kick it at the apartment without them being like, yes, that means I might have a shot of sleeping with her.
Right.
Because everybody at the end of the day, like, I can't invite anyone over. But like, hey, can you help me put my dresser together? Because then they're going to be in my room. And then what are they thinking when they're in my room? Like,
right. That's terrible that guys think that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
I wonder why.
Well, if they're attracted to you.
Yeah, but do you come across as easy?
No.
No, uh-huh. right?
No, but you know what it is? Especially if I have friend zoned somebody, when I in my head think that this guy is just my friend,
uh-huh.
when we hang out, I'm like the chillest person possible because there's no like, I'm not nervous. I'm not like giddy. I'm not like happy to be around them. It's like hanging out with one of my girls. So that's when they like me the most.
Yeah.
That's why I've like literally lost so many guy friends because they have tried to cross that friend zone line. And when I turn them down, it's like there's no coming back for them because guys right. can't handle rejection.
Right. And they get hurt.
Yeah. My friend Anthony back home tried hooking up with me one time. Like yeah. we went out, we got shit faced. He slept over. He obviously slept in my bed. And when he slept in my bed, he was like, went in to kiss me. I go, Anthony, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, what are you? We're both single. And I go, I don't care. You're like my best guy friend. It's never going to happen. He goes, well, can we cuddle at least? I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And after that, he's never tried it again.
Really?
Yeah. But we're still like best friends.
Yeah.
That happens very rarely, though.
I know. It does. But it just shows you that sometimes guys and girls can't be friends.
Yeah.
Can't be platonic.
And I don't think guys and girls can be friends and hook up with each other and say they're friends with benefits. Because for women, that's not how it works. Right. I don't care if you are sleeping with 20 dudes at once. Every dude that you're hooking up with, you are semi-crazy about.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's the truth. When when a penis goes into a vagina, it like releases some type of crazy endorphin in our minds. Like there's so many articles on it that our souls connect with the guy.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you're sleeping with Bobby on Monday, Derek on Tuesday, Matt on Wednesday, Zach on Friday. Like you have some type of feelings for every single one of them.
Good. You think all women are like that or most women are like that? Really?
All women. My friend, I used to have this friend back in the day. And I used to always say, like, she's a little bit of a slut.
Yeah.
She slept with a different dude every day of the week. But she was crazy about every single dude she slept with.
Okay.
But when they ignored her, she knew she always had a backup.
Yeah.
So it was like her sleeping with so many people was as if she was, like, trying to, like, protect herself from being heartbroken by just one of them.
Right, right. Mm. All right, well, in other news.
Yep.
I think we've killed this one to beat this one to death. Let's get serious for a moment, if you don't mind, because I want to talk about this, because everybody talks about those immigrants at the border.
Oh,
they
yeah.
separate the kids and stuff. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have, yep.
Okay. What do you think of that? Do you think it's a terrible thing? It's a mean thing? Do you think it's okay? It makes sense? How do you feel about it?
I don't think children should be separated from their parents at all.
Right.
That's awful.
Okay.
You're like basically just throwing them into the unknown and they're like not even old enough to understand fully what's going on probably.
Right.
And not only that, you're throwing them into the unknown while they're being treated like shit because they're not getting treated well.
Right. Now, let me ask you this though. So we don't treat them well. Did anybody here ask them to come? The parents, let's say. Did anybody ask the parents to come
here?
Yeah,
but aren't most immigrants like trying to protect themselves from whatever's going on in their country, which isn't safe?
No, it's mostly poverty or, you know, things like that. I'm not talking about refugees, like war refugees.
Right.
But we have a lot of people here at the border. And the thing is this, look, It's a terrible thing. There's no doubt. But you have to look at who caused it, who brought it to
yeah, but there's a better way to handle existence. It. It's
no, like, but wait a minute. But let me explain to you why
yeah,
it happens.
Go for it.
Okay. You come to a place, you try to get in, and you're illegal, right?
Right.
So the law says you have to go to jail until... You know, they put you in jail and then you go, you have a trial and then they decide if to deport you or not, which they'll probably deport you anyway.
So
but
awful.
You're a criminal. You're going to jail. What are they going to do with the kids when you go to jail? Why did the fucking bring the kid to the border in the first place?
Because, I mean,
place?
if you're leaving a country, you're not going to leave your kids.
No, but you don't go just to show up. Without, you know how many people try to get here legally and they have to wait years?
Yeah, I know.
So you just come here, you break the law, and we are supposed to help you. Why? Why are we giving foreigners, I mean,
yeah,
not necessarily foreigners, but illegals, sorry. Why are we giving illegal people more rights than some people have in this country? You know,
I don't think it's more rights. Like
they're getting rights. You know,
I don't know. I feel like too much money is being
spent. I mean, I feel bad for the kids, but they got to look at the parents and not at the government here. This is the law, and you know what? These laws have been put up by Obama, by the Democrats, and that's the whole funny part about it.
Well, I mean, I feel like people are complaining about not foreigners. What is the name?
Illegal, yeah, undocumented
immigrants coming to the country. But then you're spending almost millions of dollars deporting them. It's like, just let them be.
Well, but
if they can find a place.
But do you want everybody to come here that wants to?
I mean, not terrorists.
No, not terrorists, but everybody else. Have you seen what happens in Europe right now without mm-hmm. terrorists?
I don't pay attention to other country news.
Okay,
to be
so
with
let
you.
Me tell you, when you start being overrun by another culture,
right?
That culture eventually probably will not assimilate, will not be part of your culture, and then they're going to start wanting their culture to. In other words, you've seen a lot of Muslims in Europe trying to turn those countries into their own culture. You know, they want Sharia law, they want this, they want that. Tent cities.
Yeah.
In Paris and London.
It's like a touchy subject, though.
Well, of course it's touchy,
I mean?
But people have to fucking talk about it.
I know, just like abortion. People don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to say anything on it because I don't know everything. I mean, I don't want America to change. Like, I obviously don't want it to turn into a different quote-unquote
right,
country.
Right, so you got to have quarters.
But I also don't
limits.
Feel like they should be treated so terribly either. They've already probably been through so much in their life. Like, life is still life.
Right, but you have to understand again, if we let them in, then everybody's going to keep flooding us with the same excuse. You got to
okay,
have
so
laws.
What
the
are the parents
going
to be sent home and the children get to stay? How is this working?
No. They would once the parent gets sent home, they'll send the kids with them. But in the meantime, they have to put them in foster care. It's a tragedy. But who's doing this? The Americans are doing the tragedy? You know, why do we have to hate ourselves so much?
But honestly, the pictures and stuff of...
it's all emotional shit. You
yeah,
know?
No, but it looks
There's
like
no
concentration
reason.
Camps. It's pretty terrible.
Okay. Well, how would you handle it then?
I don't know.
You just let them in?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm pretty nice.
So
if they,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Seem like good people, I'd probably be like, all right, well, you need to learn English and you need to get a job.
Yeah. All I can tell you is this. The abusive ones, the guilty ones, are the parents that take their little kids to a dangerous place and a dangerous adventure. You know, you want to get to America? Come in here first without your children. Try to get in that way. Then bring your fucking children.
I would never send them back some money. I would never leave my kid.
Okay.
So I get it.
Would you take him to a dangerous zone?
Like to the United States?
If
I was desperate enough, yes, I would.
Okay. So then you can't wonder why they're taking away your kid.
You never know anyone's story.
That's what
everybody breaks the law, though.
No.
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean everybody breaks the law?
I feel like
so we'll
at some
give them
extent.
As many rights as Americans? What? You can't reward people for breaking the law. You know, that's why it's a divisive thing. Look, I don't condone this at all. All I'm saying
is, I
want people to understand who the fucking instigator is over this whole
situation. I get what
situation.
You're saying,
Sam,
but you don't know their life.
The parents could have avoided this. It doesn't matter.
You have no idea what they were going through.
But it doesn't matter. Everybody's got shitty life, so what?
Not everybody has
I can
a shitty
say,
life.
Look, I'm not rich enough. I want to go to Canada. I'll just slide right in. What the fuck?
It's probably easy to get into Canada.
Well, I'm just giving you an example, but no, but still, I mean, if you don't go in legally, you're breaking the law, you know? So why is it okay for other countries to defend themselves and not us, you know? Because there's enough
US haters in
here. I mean,
I'm not saying that they don't have a right to defend themselves, but they don't have to do it in such like a concentration camp type of way. Like, it's awful.
Okay, but I asked you, so how else would you do it?
I don't know, because I don't care. Like, it's not like I don't care, but I just, I'm not in a position for me to comment on what I would do, because I don't know these laws and I don't know what
no
we have
but
to
you but you know enough to say this is not okay.
I would still treat them like human beings,
right?
I would treat them like they're like animals coming to, like, they literally treat them like aliens.
How do you
that
know?
Just came from
how do you know they treat
you
them
could
like
just tell
animals?
By the pictures.
What,
5 million people sleeping on the hard floor in a jail cell?
5 million?
No, it's an over exaggerated number, but that's what the picture
quite
looks like. Literally just people laid on the cold ground.
Right.
No blankets, no pillows, no nothing. But you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars to put them through trial and fly them home. You can afford some better conditions for them to be in.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Build like special buildings for illegal immigrants?
Meanwhile, they're not making any money.
What, give them like rooms and food and beds and healthcare and everything?
Yes.
Okay, you see, that's the lift for you. That's liberal.
Yeah.
Okay, it's only
emotional. And I would do that, but they, and like maybe like a guarded area so they couldn't leave. But
what
still,
do you mean? So that's prison.
Well, they're literally in jail cells right
okay,
now.
But you're suggesting to do the same thing
in a nicer way, though.
How is it nicer?
Put them in a house with some beds, some warm
really?
Blankets. Yeah.
So you can take tens of thousands of people.
Look
and
at
do that
look at the prison system.
How many people
that's
do you think are doing
thing.
This? Do you know how many people are at the border? Tens of thousands.
Okay.
Okay. So what are you going to do with all these people?
I wouldn't do what they're doing now. I definitely wouldn't separate
okay,
them from their family.
Okay, but that's the thing. You're not coming up with an alternative.
It's
you're
like almost like
it's
a. It's like
right.
almost like an awful like war tactic to break them down emotionally and physically after everything they've already been through to separate them from their family. And
why
children.
Would anybody do that?
They're doing it right now.
No, why? Why would Americans do that?
Because Americans are supposed to be like good human people.
Right. So why would they treat them like
have
that?
Like decency for other human beings?
Absolutely. So why are you saying they treat them like that? Why would they?
They treat them like shit.
Okay. Why would they? Why do they treat them like shit?
I don't. Because what? They're not American. That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally the only reason they treat them like shit.
No.
Yeah.
It's
Sam,
because
then why?
Because they're breaking the fucking law.
No, at the end of the
there's
day.
There's nothing else
do
to do
you know
do
how many
them?
People are here that broke the law and but yet they're working in hotels for like literally 50 cents an hour?
Okay, but.
And no one's complaining because they're doing it for cheap.
Who?
All the people.
Like the immigrants? The
yes,
illegal immigrants?
And nobody's complaining about that. But guess what? They went through the same shit and they're here and they didn't go through. They didn't get separated.
You don't know
from
that
the,
they've been through the same shit. And
but they
you know,
figured it out. It worked out for America's advantage because they can.
Yeah, because they slipped in and nobody knows.
But they do know, though.
What?
When they get a job and they fill out paperwork, do you think.
But they don't fill out paperwork to work for $5 an hour.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
do you
so
think some of these
illegal.
People... Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't think America is allowing some of this illegal activity because it's easier for them and they get to pay less.
I don't know why they do this.
People
they,
working
that's one
for
of
like
the reasons, yeah.
50 hours a week
right.
for undocumented money for dirt cheap.
Right.
Those people are not getting paid what they should be getting paid.
But you don't think that if they weren't here, nobody would do those jobs? What would happen then?
No, they would do the job for a higher price, at least minimum wage. Those people are not getting
right,
paid minimum
right,
wage.
Right, okay. It's because they're here. They're available to pay them that.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So America okay. has subsided on some people, so they don't need to treat the other people
but
trying to get
in
like
but these are not the
shit.
Same people, you know?
But
what I'm saying
that's
is
the same situation, though. People that probably had a shitty life came to America for a better one.
Right.
So to give at least give their children a better life.
Yeah.
And now here they are getting separated from their children. Now they're never going to know what happened to them. Because how are these people going to reconnect with their children? They don't know English. They don't know where their kids went. They don't know if their kids already got some. It's just a horrible, horrible situation.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And that's what I'm saying. But I'm really upset with the parents. You know, anybody
but
that would
but if you
think
are
kid,
desperate, you are just thinking of what can I do for my kids?
Listen, I'm desperate. So what? I go and do illegal shit?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. On that note, folks, but I like that we talk about this because we get two sides, you
yeah.
know? And that's the thing. And that's essentially the difference in views between the left and the right.
Right.
You know,
well, because you're not liberal,
Democrats
are you?
No.
Yeah.
Totally not.
See, yeah. Like,
yeah, I mean, obviously by what I'm
if
saying.
If I had to choose, I'm definitely liberal. I mean, I'm not really into politics at all, but I mean, I don't agree with some stuff and I don't agree with that. Like looking at the pictures, it looks like when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and we locked American Japanese people in like concentration. It literally looks like that.
But maybe it looks like that, but that's not the point. That's not what we're doing.
Okay, so what are we doing then?
These people are breaking the law. Those Japanese people.
But they shouldn't be treated like that. They're being treated worse than people in actual prison systems that have actually committed horrible crimes.
But we're back to the point where you say you don't know what you would do. You just know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you got to offer alternative solutions, because if there isn't, then that's the only solution.
Yeah, but there's nobody offering alternative because it's still happening. But people are complaining about it. Like, there's literally petitions about it.
No, I'd really like to hear what the Democrats say about, you know, what
I've seen what needs all to on be Twitter. Done.
How would you deal with a situation like this? But to do it emotionally is a mistake, I think.
I feel like emotion should always be in everything. I don't think you should take the emotions out of any decision you ever make. I think that's when wrong decisions starts to be made.
That's wrong, because
that's why I think a woman should be president.
When it's emotional, it's subjective. You know, it's not like sort of a factual thing or an objective thing. It's emotions like, oh, I'm hurt, so let's do it this way. That's how you get politically correct bullshit, when everybody's hurt.
Everybody's
feelings are hurt.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's feelings are always going to be hurt, but I feel like that's why the next president should be a woman, because women actually put their emotions into decision-making as men take the emotion out.
That's not necessarily true. I think you're wrong.
No, I think I'm
right. I think politicians do not think emotionally because it's not the right thing to do.
No, I think it is the right thing to do.
Although Trump probably does.
No, I don't think he's... I think Trump makes decisions based off like... What's going to cause the biggest commotion? He likes the hoopla and the drama, and like he's a reality TV star. Let's never forget it.
Yeah, and now he managed to be a president.
Yeah, because he's a reality. So his quote unquote fans voted for him.
I don't think he had that many fans.
When what was his show called? It was
The Apprentice. Okay, there wasn't that many.
You're fired.
I mean, so a few people. Let's say, if at best case scenario, a few million people. But you know, anyway, fuck. We're totally out of time. I didn't even realize this. Wow. I got another show. But thanks for listening. I know at least many of my friends on Facebook are liberals, so I always hear this shit. But I never post anything. This is my platform here, and I like to speak my mind. And
ain't nobody knocking you for it.
No, I know. It's just that that is what is happening, is people calling each other names and insensitive.
Oh yeah,
and all that
because this is what politics do. It's like more of like a let's talk like you don't ever have a dinner or a barbecue and then want to talk about politics, because the party's not going to end well.
No, never. But here on the show, we can talk about anything, because we go home, we forget, and we restart the next day, right? We reboot the computer. So anyway, thank you all for listening, folks. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
See everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.